We don't know our white culture.
Yeah. I know a white dude when I hear it.
I know who Avril Lavigne is. Like, I mean, what else do you need
from me? Come on now.
I'm doing the best I can. I've seen Frasier. Up next, I was robbed in Guatemala. I am pouring tequila into people's mouths who are surrounding the bar. People are shouting and cheering and applauding. So this dude, he ate one rotisserie chicken every day for 40 days. Same. I have never rooted so hard for two white people to get together.
Beef season update.
Let's talk about chicken. Yeah. I'm black. Let's get back to the topics that really matter. So I'm on the stage. Well, on the stage. I'm on the bar top. You can see where my head was when I was doing
this. Real coyote ugly type.
That is why your turkey leg is dry. And your child died of dysentery. Yo, clean your belly button, bro.
Please.
What up, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and we're comedy. Can mean any random ass topic that we discuss. So shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. And let's throw our ears together and welcome a man who has legs and the ability to speak with his mouth and occasionally offends others. A man who has probably spent more time on his hair than he has his life goals. He's literally messing with his hair as I write this. Today, this man joins a show that is best known for not being known. A show where laughter can meet ear holes in the warmest and slightly moist of ways. Welcome to the show, DJ Hey Cousin.
Oh, that was one of, I mean, easily top 1,000 intros I've ever gotten for myself. Easily. Thank you so much. I feel the copper carpet being rolled out for me.
You are welcome.
And it really feels like I'm home. Welcome home. There's some rats, some roaches here, but I'm home.
Yeah. Oh, today, God. we discuss rotisserie chicken, also beef, and also I was robbed in Guatemala. That and much more.
Wow.
Right here.
I came at the right time.
You sure did. Welcome back. Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. This episode was brought to you by ChiroCare Rehabilitation Center. When I tell you that Dr. Allen does her thing, listen to me when I tell you this, okay? ChiroCare provides the chiropractic experience that you didn't know you needed. And I'm not playing, because I was actually involved in a car accident at my last job and my back was just not acting right at all. I could barely stand. And I reached out to ChiroCare and they treated me like fam. It was amazing. Dr. Allen had some very helpful techniques that not only fixed the problem, but it strengthened my back. At ChiroCare Rehabilitation Center, they offer affordable chiropractic care and a peaceful spa-like environment. They have private treatment rooms and many therapy options, and they even have specializations in auto accidents, slip and falls, and hydrotherapy, which is one of my personal favorites. And when I tell you that they are able to provide you with a personalized care plan that is specific to your needs, I'm not playing. I'm a comedian, but that ain't no joke. And the best part is that they work with most insurance companies. And if you are hurt and need some help right now, guess what? Same day appointments are available for new patients. So give them a call today and schedule yourself an appointment. 678-289-8855. Or you can visit the website chirocarerc.com to learn so much more of what they offer. ChiroCare Rehabilitation Center in Jonesboro, Georgia. All the information will be down below in the show notes. Let's get on with the silly. Oh, subscribe, rate, review. Duh. Coming up, rotisserie chicken.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think I have to say more than that, honestly.
You really don't? I'm pretty much, you caught me at rotisserie.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, guys, so if you heard last week's podcast episode, you know I told you about a guy named Cheeseball Man. If you missed it, you might want to go ahead and take a listen. But in a quick description, this man ate an entire jar of cheese balls in New York. And hundreds of people came to support him. It was weird and interesting.
And that's something to be proud of. I know if my mom was still alive and she just found out that, hey, my son just had, he just went on a cheese ball fest. let's make sure that he's renowned by the city, by the state, even if we can get that to happen.
So if you want more details on that, go ahead and take a listen to last week's podcast episode. It was an interesting one. It was. The episode was called The Dark Truth About Macarena Plus Cheese Balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So it's good stuff. Good stuff. All right. So I'm at Vice.com to tell you a little bit more about this new guy. Not even new, because he actually came out before the Cheese Ball Man. We are talking about the Rotisserie Chicken Man. Have you heard of this man?
You know what? I've heard whispers, but no one's yelled it. So please yell it to me.
Well, this is the thing. In synopsis, the Rotisserie Chicken Man is a man in Philadelphia. He's from Philly. Alexander Tominski. Wow. All right. Cool.
Damn. All right.
Yeah. Irish much?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Is that Irish?
That or maybe Jewish, maybe?
I don't know. Whatever. White dude.
White dude.
We don't know our white culture.
Yeah. I know a white dude when I hear it.
I know who Avril Lavigne is. Like, I mean, what else do you need?
Yeah, come on now.
I'm doing the best I can. I've seen Frasier. I enjoyed Friends, How I Met Your Mother, great shows.
I know those things exist.
White Claw.
All right, yeah.
IPAs.
Yep, mm-hmm. Lost, I mean, yeah.
Heroes.
Heroes, come on now.
Who made that? Wait.
J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. They're not really claiming J.D., was it Rowling? What's that bitch name that did the Harry Potter?
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah, people are kind of, yeah, she's kind of done.
She's cooked a little bit.
Yeah. What else have white people done?
Mayonnaise.
Ranch.
Was that them? Ranch?
I think. I'm just assuming.
Ranch and or mayonnaise was them.
Yes. Maybe there's like a ranch mayonnaise mixture.
I'm sure there is. I am positive.
I hope that honestly, I don't have to hope. If I have any white listeners, which I know I do, they know me. And I know they're buzzing out laughing right now. They're like, yeah, that's us. We do that.
She's nailing it.
She's not wrong. I also use washcloths. Please. A lot of you don't do that, we're told.
Don't put the soap directly on you, G. It's not, it doesn't work nearly as much as you think.
Washcloths. Sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah.
Let's talk about chicken. Yeah. I'm black. Let's get back to the topics that really matter. save that, right?
Save it. Yeah, we need it for later.
So we got Alexander Tominski, a.k.a. Rotisserie Chicken Guy, says he'll never...
Is it Rotisserie Chicken Guy or Rotisserie Chicken Man?
I heard Rotisserie Chicken Man, but this particular thing says a.k.a. in quotes Rotisserie Chicken Guy.
Ah, okay.
I think I went with like Rotisserie Chicken Man because of Cheeseball Man and just was like, oh, Rotisserie Chicken Man. Like,
I mean, yeah, that does sound more respectful.
So this dude, he ate one rotisserie chicken every day for 40 days.
Wow.
That's what he did. Every day for 40 days, bruh.
So, okay, so I'm a millennial, so that means when stories like this automatically come up, my mind automatically goes back to Super Size Me. That documentary with that guy who had none but McDonald's for, 30 days or a month? A long time, a set amount of time.
I know what you're talking about.
And when he was done, he was damaged.
Yeah, no, irrevocably. Facts.
He was damaged.
No facts.
So I took many things from that. One thing was balance and moderation. Like, you shouldn't just be eating one thing,
mm-hmm.
As far as your diet is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure he's fine. But like in my mind, like, oh my God, he has something's wrong with him. He has a deficiency of some kind now. Is he okay?
I mean, honestly, I did hear a rumor that he lost like 15 pounds or something like that by doing this.
He lost weight eating nothing but chicken.
Yeah, for 40 days straight. Now, this is just like something I heard. I don't really know for a fact here.
Yeah.
But this is some crazy shit. I got to say, interesting. So check this out. Something else about this guy. If you want to look more into the Rotisserie Chicken Guy, Google it like everybody else.
Yeah, like all of the other humans.
Yeah, Google that shit.
When you're looking for things.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, I'll even play a little audio of one of his,
little excerpt.
Yeah, listen to this.
You've been eating a rotisserie chicken every day for 40 days straight, and on the 40th time that you did it, you invited people to come meet you out on the pier, and this is what happened.
Yeah! 40
chickens in 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It just seemed right. And I think that the people of Philadelphia and maybe even the world would agree.
So you just woke up and you're like, you know what? I'm going to eat chicken.
No. One day I woke up and I was like, I'm going to go to work. And then I was like, wait, I'm a little bit hungry.
Stop and get a chicken.
And it felt really good.
But is chicken your favorite food? Like, are you?
I hate chicken. I never really liked chicken to start with.
You hate chicken, but you've been eating it every day for the past 40 days.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Chicken man!
Chicken man! Chicken man! Chicken man!
I just thank you all for being here and thanks for watching me consume.
That played.
Yeah, that happened.
That occurred.
That happened. That whole thing played in its entirety.
Yeah, it did. Now, here's something else that is interesting. So, you know Abby from The Bert Show, right? Mm-hmm. She is single, painfully so, as
for
she
now.
Constantly says.
For now.
And for now. She is super into, like, floppy brown hair men, taller than her, which is not hard to do. But she loves, like, 6 foot and higher. That's her thing.
I'm sure if we were in the 90s right now, she would love a motherfucker who would bust out a, what?
Actually, she's more into, like those khaki, like,
oh, the
like
preppy
fraternity
dudes.
Preppy guys.
Oh, kind of really?
Like
Letterman,
like,
wearing.
Motherfucker's name Sam. Like, she likes one syllable name, motherfuckers.
Yeah, lacrosse
she said
playing
this.
Dudes.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, I'm not even, like,
that's
I'm
fine.
Not even that, roasting her. That's
hey,
what she said.
Hey, as long as you know your type, that's fine.
If you listen to The Bert Show, you already know what Abby's, where her thing is. She has a thing for, like, Jim from The Office, John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, like, her type.
Perfectly, hey, attractive dude, you know what I'm saying? Tall,
yeah, just
nice,
really plain,
nice jawline.
Vanilla, but fun, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, but like French vanilla, you know what I'm saying? Not regular vanilla.
Yo, I like it. That's funny that you say that, because at one point, let me tell you this first. Remember French vanilla though.
All right,
remember
okay,
that. All okay, right. All right. So I thought, okay, one of the men that she's super into is Riley Green. If you're listening and you're black, you probably like me. Didn't know who the fuck that was.
Summation.
Yeah, Riley Green is a country singer from Alabama. That's all I know. That's all I got for you. But Abby's like in love with this man. So anyways, for her birthday, The Bert Show actually got Riley Green to call the show, and Abby, it was so cute and adorable, her reaction to it. I'm gonna go ahead and insert the audio so you guys can hear that.
We weren't exactly sure what to get you for your birthday, so we put our heads together and we came up with an idea. Okay.
Okay.
You ready for it?
I don't think I am.
Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this?
This is Riley. What's going
Shut
on?
Shut the front door!
Riley. Not ringing a bell. Is there a last name with that?
Yeah, Riley Green.
Riley Green! Hi,
I don't know if I can compete with Target.
I know, man. Abby, Riley Green. Your number one fan, Riley.
Riley, it's so nice to meet you. I was just listening to Worst Way on my way into work this morning.
Well, you were getting all fired up on the way into the office then.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm a little bit.
So Riley Green is performing at Ameris Bank Amphitheater in Alpharetta on Friday. Abby's going to the show. So Riley is about to wish you a happy birthday with something a little extra.
Well, yeah, I don't see why we couldn't, why you couldn't come back and hang out. At least get a picture and say, hey.
Can I meet Carl too? Carl's his dog.
You sound like everybody in my meeting. I'm looking forward to the show this weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Abby, I'll dress like a cop and jump out of a cake or something.
Okay. Right.
I'm not saying I would hate it.
So anyways, he called. She was super excited about it. She ended up going to the show that weekend because she was actually planning on going for her birthday anyway. She already had tickets.
Yeah.
But because of, you know, the hookup, she was able to go behind the scenes, meet him, take a photo. Let me tell you something. The photo of Abby and Riley Green together was so fucking cute.
Was she, did she go the squeezing him until his head popped
off? No, it was a normal.
Don't even want to touch him because she's like, oh my God.
No, it was such a cute photo. It looked like they could have been a couple. Like they could, it was cute. It was so cute. Let me show you the photo. You don't even know.
Stop it.
They look aesthetically beautiful together. Let me show you.
That's insane.
I have never rooted so hard for two white people to get together.
That's the last thing you're supposed to tell someone who's taking a picture with their crush. That's the last thing.
Look at this photo.
Oh, wow.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't like that. They look like they've been together for about 2 years. And they just came back from vacation. Oh God. Oh.
They look beautiful together.
Oh goodness.
She was rocking this fucking, I think that's like a one piece like denim outfit, and it looks amazing. No,
they both look good.
They look great together. They
both look really good.
So I thought, okay, well, I don't know if anything could possibly happen. I mean, Riley Green is single. We don't know. She did slide into his DMs with a weird joke about mayo. I don't remember the whole thing, but
that's hilarious.
Yeah. But
hey man, sorry to cut you off, but he's famous. He's an attractive guy. He has a great mustache. You know, I'm sure he has access to a lot of individuals who's climbing at the bit to get some.
I mean, of course. But she's also, you know, technically in the industry.
She is.
You know, that would be that like helps. A nice like power couple kind of thing.
Power couple is not a thing to strive for, guys. Well, it's not.
I'm just saying, like, in general. Okay. I'm not saying something to strive for. I'm saying that's definitely what they would be.
They would.
It is what it is. It's just a fact, you know? But here's my thing. I don't really know what can happen between her and Riley Green. Maybe nothing. Maybe something. Who knows? Okay? So if you want to learn more about that, listen to The Bert Show. They're constantly talking about it.
Constantly.
There's even some Riley Green fan. Well, actually, they changed the name. On the thing, but it's like a fan fiction that producer Rebecca has written for it. It's so good. Someone's, and Kristen reads it.
They're doing fan fiction like it's D&D over there. That's hilarious.
It's really great, actually. Rebecca used to be a creative writer. Mm-hmm. And that's something that she used to do a lot of. So she's really good at it. So it's really a great listen.
That's hilarious.
So anyways, I thought maybe I'm looking at Rotisserie Chicken Man guy. Mm-hmm. Kind of her type.
Preppy, kind of, you know, lean guy, floppy brown hair.
Yeah.
Khaki kind of guy. Hello pockets. All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Likes chicken. She likes chicken.
Hey, that's something we got to get out of the way very quickly. Yeah. Chicken.
So she actually, I told this to her and I emailed it to her. And she was like, oh my God, he is actually, it's insane he's attractive. I said, I know, right? And so she decided to bring me on the show and we discussed it a little bit. I'll play a little clip of that.
All right, Abby she's had enough. She's had enough of this Riley Green guy.
Yeah, I feel like we've really drove this storyline into the ground, whereas this man just wants to be left alone. And I was...
Have you got a restraining order yet?
Not yet.
Okay,
so we're
in the clear.
We haven't pushed it that far yet. But I was talking with Amber and Jackson in some of the Bert Show back rooms, talking about, you know, my dating woes. And they're all... Or Jackson's not single, but Amber's single too.
Extremely,
and
yes.
I'm like, you know, now that my celeb crush... You know, that fantasy has died. I feel like I need a new one to take that spot. What am I supposed to maladaptive daydream about? I need somebody else to fill that void. And Amber said, I think I might have just found the perfect guy for you.
I did. I do think so. I do spend many of my time looking for floppy-haired brown men.
Mm.
Every time I see one, I'm like, Abby!
That's my type.
So anyways, while I was actually recording about the cheese ball man on my podcast, I came across something else. We got this guy called the Rotisserie Chicken Man out of Philadelphia. And he ate one rotisserie chicken every day for 40 days.
And there could be worse things for you.
Mm-hmm. And when I tell you that this man, and as a lesbian, I'm not blind, but I know an attractive man when I see one, okay? This man is going to be Abby's boo thing at some point, I'm telling you.
We got pictures of this guy?
Oh, yeah. He's a cute-looking little thing.
Obviously, she's telling me all this. I'm like, why do I want to date a man whose passion is eating rotisserie chicken before
because
work?
Because he looks like this.
Yeah. To paint a picture, My celeb crush for the last decade has been country music star Schmiley Schmien. And
is that what we're going to refer to him as now?
He shall not be named. And this guy kind of looks like the Walmart version of him.
Yeah.
And apparently, I can't afford the Rolex version, so I'll take the budget brand if I can.
The Swatch Watch version
of Schmiley Schmien.
There are worse foods to like be eating every single day. I mean, a rotisserie chicken compared to cheese puffs or whatever dude's doing, it could be worse.
So I did some intel. I did some research to see, like, oh, like, what else is this guy about? And he talked about his experience eating the rotisserie chicken. This will infuriate every woman. Apparently, during the 40 days, he lost 15 pounds from just eating rotisserie chicken.
That makes sense.
That's right.
All that protein.
Yeah. Yep. And he is based in Philadelphia, so this guy must be, like, the equivalent of Jason Kelce, you know, during the off season. Unfortunately, I did find that he is married.
Oh, damn it.
He refers to her as Mrs. Rotisserie Chicken Guy. She is apparently a very well-established professor in the Philly area. So, it has another celeb crush down the drain.
I'll keep looking.
I want to know how that conversation goes with your wife. Honey, I'm going to eat rotisserie chickens for 40 days straight.
Yeah, she's going to go, that's fine. Just keep it between you and I. Do my parents need to know?
Yeah, I think you should still stay in the fight. They might not be married, though.
The Burt Show.
So, as you heard, clearly didn't work out, but
didn't work out. It's a strong term, you know.
It's not her fault that he's married. It's not her
you
fault.
You know, a lot happens in a person's life while you're consuming nothing but chicken. You know, you meet somebody.
Actually, he was married while he was doing that, and this is back in like 2022.
I mean, you
she
know,
she supported her man.
You gotta have a strong support system when you're eating nothing but chicken.
Bro,
you know
I really
mean?
Want some rotisserie chicken right now.
Yeah. Like, see what we can do.
Okay, I mean, like, see? What the fuck? Yeah. Now, remember, French vanilla.
French vanilla. I didn't forget.
French
now.
Vanilla.
I didn't forget.
Okay. So, on the show this past week, this week, they were talking about this guy that's on TikTok, this French dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's single, piercing blue eyes, a floppy brown hair, the French accent, can speak French fluently. Mm-hmm. He is looking for something amazing. Okay, pretty much what he wants is a girlfriend or a travel companion, I think is what he said, who can go with him to a wedding, be his date. He'll pay for the ticket, he'll pay for the hotel, and all that good stuff. And, you know, it could turn into something, who knows?
Okay, it's time of the year that summer is coming. I have so many weddings, and I am single. AF Air France. Good joke. And I need a plus one. So, qualification this time is you can travel this summer. You can handle me and my jokes. You don't need to speak French. No one cares. You make Cousin Henri jealous because flip Cousin Henri. And I don't know. Give me like quick resume or why you should come and be the plus one. Maybe we can do like a game if the one with like the most likes on the comment get to win, you know? Oh, you also have to love gluten, pain chocolat, croissant. Yes.
It can always
a free trip to France, right?
It's a lot of people, especially women, especially now in the social media era, they're not turning down a free trip to France, let alone with a guy that's objectively attractive, that's willing to take you to a thing where y'all are seen and it's a whole event. And
this dude is fucking he is a hot dude.
Were you about to say adorable?
I was, but then I was like, that's not the right way to do that. That's he's not fine. Adorable. He's hot.
Yeah, okay.
He's hot. And I can say that when I see a man. I may not be gay. Wow, that just said a lot. I may not be straight, but I know an attractive person when I see one.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not blind. I know what is aesthetically pleasing.
Exactly. Like, again, same thing on from this side. Not a gay man, but I know what is objectively attractive.
Yeah.
To not just the just not just people, but
Niggas would be like, I don't see it. Like, I don't
know. Bro, that's weird, bro. You find dudes handsome. That's weird. Bro. No, but it's not. That's
I can't being, see it. Like, what?
That's just understanding objective truth.
But you like, know an ugly motherfucker when you see one. Like,
exactly.
I feel like if you know ugly motherfucker when you see one, you probably know you an know attractive motherfucker exactly. when you see one.
Exactly. And you everywhere in between.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, like, a quick little audio clip of Abby's reaction to Kristen telling her about this hot guy from France.
Oh, from France.
From France.
Mon ami.
All right, Kristen, you think you've done Abby a solid.
Abby, I found you your French boyfriend, and he's gorgeous.
Oh, oui, oui, baguette.
Yeah. Oui, oui, baguette.
This is the kind of baguette I've been looking for, right?
And I kid you not, when I say he's gorgeous... He's gorgeous.
That's a good looking dude.
It's
I saw
very,
this video yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is him. This is Ben. And I don't know how his video ended up in my algorithm, but it did. The universe placed this man in my For You page.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs a date for a wedding in France this summer.
He'll pay.
He'll pay?
He'll pay.
Sold.
So, yeah, rotisserie chicken man married, ate one rotisserie chicken every day for 40 days. Abby has no chance with him.
Nope.
But maybe the French guy. Who knows?
We'll see.
Who knows?
Who knows?
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Oh, if you're a floppy browned hair with a one syllable name and you're single, reach out to me.
Yeah, and you must own at least one Letterman jacket.
Yes, you have to be... 6 feet or over. She said she would settle for 5'11", but don't be saying you're 5'11" and you're really 5'8½".
Yeah, don't push it, guys. Don't push it. Yeah. All right, they can tell.
Yeah.
I've tried it. They can tell.
Yeah. let's do the next thing. Let's talk about the next thing.
Yeah, next thing.
I know that we just spent a lot of time talking about chicken, which is a amazing protein, but I'm ready to talk about a different type of protein. Something that we all are enjoying currently is called beef.
Beef season.
It's beef season.
Beef season.
We need a beef.
We didn't leave.
Update.
We didn't go nowhere.
All right. So we have we got DJ Hey Cousin, aka my best man Wesley, with some beef updates dealing with the
beef season update.
I fucking love that. Mm. Beef season update. Yo, so between Kendrick and Drake, it all I can say is that things are not turning out the way that a lot of Drake fans expected. Wesley?
It's over. It's goddamn over. All right? All right, for anyone who doesn't know, all right, we'll do a quick summation. All right? Like That came out a month or so ago with the infamous...
Oh, by the way. You have 90 seconds on the clock to talk about all of this.
Cool, thank you. Like That verse came out. Boom. You know, of course. Then Drake came through with his stuff. You know, that was great. Then Taylor made Freestyle. You know, then, of course, Euphoria. 6:16 in L.A., of course. You know what I'm saying? Then, Family Matters after that. Then, of course, Meet the Grams. Then... Not Like Us. I mean, it was one of the craziest rollouts in rap history. It really is. Then of course, The Heart Part 6, which is really just a nuh-uh to all the allegations, to everything that was proposed in these beef verses, and he basically bowed out. Oh, well, you know what? That's fine. I have other stuff to do. I'm Drake, so bye. Which sucks. You lost, buddy. Okay, you lost. It's over. All right, and I mean, there's so much stuff you could dive into in regards to the verses, in regards to why Drake lost from a lyrical standpoint, from a culture standpoint, from a fan standpoint. I mean, you have to be objective about this. We all have our bias, understandably, but hey, come on. When someone's out rapping you, when someone's just objectively better than you, all right, in their execution, in their planning, in their prep work, all right, sorry, you can't beat Batman. You can't. Yes, I just compared Kendrick to Batman. Yes. All right. It happens. All right. Drake, you can be Iron Man. That's fine. All right. But you're not going to be Batman. Bye.
Okay, so that was DJ Hey Cousin with an update with the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef. Probably the most horrible update I've ever fucking heard.
I'll give it a C minus. Oh, I didn't even mention BBL Drizzy. Oh, shit. BBL Drizzy.
When I tell you Drake has an ass you can bounce a quarter off of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he put a lot of money into that.
Yeah, that's a nice ass.
He's earned it.
That's a nice ass.
That's what hard work gets you, okay?
You know what I'm saying? I tell you what, boy, he might need to go ahead and shake that tail feather because things are looking real different, bro.
Yeah, he might want to talk to his agent, see if he can get some more acting work. Because this whole music thing is pretty much done. Pretty much over. All right.
Degrassi 2.5.
You know what I mean? See if you can, you know, get a romantic comedy in the future. Maybe some Marvel stuff. You know, they're coming back up. You know, because this whole music thing, it's pretty much done so far, buddy.
You know what I think is, like, interesting is, like, this whole beef with Drake and Kendrick is, like, the allegations that they're making on each other. This is not, like, normal beef. It's not like, oh, I'm the best lyricist. It's, yeah, you're a rapist and a pedophile. And it's, well, you beat your wife. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dig it kind of
It's a little weird.
Some people do have a bad taste in their mouth about it. But a lot of them, I mean, you got to understand where we came from a beef standpoint. Folks used to die about this. So
facts.
if we're just walking away with some child molestation allegations and some abuse allegations. I mean, I'm not saying those things are good, but
yeah.
That is the lesser of the two evils.
Well, my issue with all of this is if Kendrick actually knew all of this before all this stuff, that means you're sitting on this man being a pedophile and doing nothing until it serves you for a beef. That right there is a little cringy to me, unless he found it before. Either way, you're using it for beef. And if it is true, which I can't say that it is, it's all alleged. But if it is true, meanwhile, these children are still suffering while you're getting your beef off. It's just
sorry, that's funny.
it's just a little cringy to me for those type of illegal allegations being used in beef. You know, the domestic beating and the rapes and the pedophile, all of that shit is weird to use in a diss. And ain't nobody's involved in, like, investigating this shit. You're just holding this information so that you can, like, slam a like for some beef. That right there is cringy. I love Kendrick. I have had a respect for Drake, and not so fuck with his music. It's just hard to listen to right now. Hopefully that'll pass in a year or so. But it's a little weird. That's all I'm saying. It's just a little like, ugh, why? Ugh.
I think from a character standpoint, it says a lot about why and how how Kendrick has moved throughout the industry leading up to this point, because you've never really seen a lot of him. You never really saw him out at the clubs and doing this and hanging out with people because he's known that for a while now. He's known that music industry, the film industry, just Hollywood in general and entertainment is filled with stuff like that.
I think Mace figured that shit out, didn't he?
You know what I'm saying? And he had like a crisis of like a moral.
That nigga went to God.
You know what I'm saying? He had a conscious of like moral distress, and that's how he did it. Dave Chappelle, he went to Africa. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when these moments happen, these like moral crises moments that just happen in the public eye, you know, it's a test of how you handle things under duress.
Yeah.
And that's very much a test of your character. And many people handle those things in many different ways.
Kendrick, I mean, don't get me wrong. Kendrick fucking slammed it. Yeah. There's no question there. It's just
Kendrick. He played it well. He knew that, well, I still have to feed my family. I still have to make a name for myself. I still have to accomplish my goal of being the best.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to do that while also knowing that, like, okay, well, all that shit is happening over there in this industry. So let me just stay away. I'm making a note of it. I'm making a note of it, but I still got to make sure I handle my shit, because this stuff is a very, what's the house of cards type shit.
Well, that's my thing. It is a house of cards.
And people have gotten off for less. I'm not getting into some conspiracy theory shit.
But, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people get off all the time. I think the Paul Walker shit was an inside job personally, but that's just neither here nor there.
Nah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. People get off for less.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. My issue is still the same.
It is.
Whether you knew about it beforehand or just found out just for this beef,
mm-hmm.
the fact that it is becoming a public knowledge thing for a beef is still weird to me, because if it is true, which again, alleged, it's some weird shit. Because meanwhile, people are acting like children, bro. Like, this children. Is not,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? This ain't no game,
the
bro.
The children, like, in question have still yet to be spoken or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Found or, you know, retrieved. None of them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And if it's not true, that makes it even worse.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
And it sucks, because at least for Drake, we've known about this for a while. Like, we've heard so many stories about Drake over the past 10, 12, 15 years, you know, from the thing with the 17-year-old at the concert to the stuff with Joji Smith.
Oh, she came out recently. The 17-year-old. She's like in her 30s now.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, it was Drake's, you know, their team picks you up. He didn't pick me up himself. He didn't know. And plus, in the video, he asked how old you are. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't, you know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
But I'm just for listeners to know.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. This, yeah. The stuff with
she reached Millie, out.
The stuff with Millie Bobby Brown, the stories, yeah. of the dudes in Toronto high schools talking about how the girls there, the bomb girls there, have like contact with Drake, and they're at the Drake parties, and they and he's following them on social media, and like how hard it is for a boy to have to like navigate that, knowing that you really don't have a chance because they're with a rapper, and not just any rapper, it's with Drake. You know what I mean? So like,
I mean, you could say that, you know, motherfuckers feel that about a lot of fucking artists. You know what I'm saying?
But
it is what it is. I think the beef is done. I can't imagine what else or more there is to say at this point. I mean, when you think about it, this is the most like
beef of the century. Though. Yeah, this rap, beef of the century. Though.
We've never had beef go back to back to back like this. This is the most we've had. Like, oh, I'm gonna drop one. It was fucking beautiful. It was great. I enjoyed it, and I low key hope there is more, because I am here for the drama. Yeah. Here's what I want though, because I'm selfish. I don't really give a fuck about this Drake Kendrick Lamar shit. Kendrick is him. It is what it is. Drake is him in a different way. Right now, I'm trying to find a way to say he's not a lot right now. We'll just talk about something else. So the beef that I already loved was the Quavo and Chris Brown thing. I know that's pretty much done, but what I want is for Chris Brown to do me a solid and just drop like a straight ass fucking rap album where he just raps the whole time. Like, if you want to do that rap shit where you have like some lyrics and you singing, that's fine. But I want the verses, the main verses, to be him just spitting. That's all I want. And I feel like he might do that just to be out there. He needs another, I mean, I don't know if he needs another album, but a new album will be nice, obviously, because of what's going on between him and Quavo and him and whoever the fuck else. And everyone's always questioning what he can do with rap. I think logically, marketing wise, that will be a great idea, at the very least, to drop a nice little hip hop album.
Yeah, given now it's very hot right now, it's very saturated right now. It's gonna let the heat die down a little bit before you could drop anything within the rap verse. But I don't disagree with you. I think once everything dies down, I think he could do something like that. I mean, he's dropped rap stuff before in like small projects, but it's been a while. So some now, especially with that context, I think that. That'd be nice, because of course, man, you know, it's all about extending that 15 minutes. So, and especially now it's beef season. If again, once the shit dies down, I think we're going to be hearing a lot more from other people in regards to beef.
Beef that need. It's like, all right, we have the meats. This is crazy. Boom, this boom. Beef is so big, other countries are talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the crazy thing. So that's how you know that this beef is... technically, like as you said, it's the beef of the century.
Oh yes, and it's beef season. I'm seeing skits on beef. I'm seeing.
Have you seen the WWE like little fights they have?
Yeah,
on the little TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, not just stuff based off of the Kendrick Drake stuff, just stuff as beef being the subject.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? I saw a medieval skit where someone sent a beef medley over to someone else. And like, it was ding, 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 ding.
Motherfuckers are beefing in different genres now.
Exactly. In different dimensions, folks are beefing. You know what I mean? Medieval times.
That's so it's like fire.
So it's like beef as a subject.
That is why your turkey leg is dry.
Yeah.
And your child died of dysentery. You're a shitty parent.
But I never.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm about to look into that. That sounds great. Well, I tell you what, guys. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. We're done with the segment.
We are.
Up next, I was robbed in Guatemala. Let's talk about it. You ready?
Dun, dun, dun.
You dramatic bitch.
I love it.
You know that that awkward like moment when you realize your friend has like something about them in their life that they never really told you about, and it's so random and it's so amazing. It's like, bitch, why have you never told me this? You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, yeah, I have had that experience before.
Oh, have you? Was it with me?
I mean, you're one of them, actually, now that I think about it, yes.
Well, when I told you that I was robbed in Guatemala, I'm not kidding. So check this out.
Oh, shit.
Years ago, I'm talking like after I graduated college, I decided to do this thing, like this kind of low-key, almost like a study abroad thing that my family and I did like on our own. So my dad helps me fund a way to go to Guatemala, and I go there for about about a month almost. It was a minute.
Damn.
I was there for a minute. So I was in Guatemala. I was just having a wonderful adventure. I went there by myself. I was staying with a host family, the Lopez family. I don't know if you've kept up with me, which you probably haven't. Don't know how you would have. This is before social media. What's up? How y'all doing? Anyways, I stayed with a host family, and I got a chance to venture outside of Antigua, which is where I was staying. I went to Guatemala City. I went to Copan, Tikal. I got to roast like marshmallows on lava when we went to go hike a volcano, a live active volcano, which obviously is something you can never do in America. Too many lawsuits. But it was a good time. And one of these nights in Antigua, we went to this bar. It was called Riley's. It was an Irish bar in Guatemala. So they played like, you know, American music and stuff. So you can listen to Lady Gaga while you're in Guatemala or whatever the fuck, you know. Anyways, I don't know why that's the artist I chose first, but whatever. Because they actually played her when I was there. And I just kind of remember being like, that's Lady Gaga. What the fuck?
It came to mind first.
It did. It did. So we were at Riley's and I met this really interesting person. Her name was Tess. And she was a redheaded Australian carny from Australia.
Like
a carnival. Like she was like a trans-peas artist or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I met a redheaded Australian carny in Guatemala in an Irish bar.
So cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Damn, that sounds like the beginning of some romantic comedy of some kind. Like,
I wish. She was hot. And so she was super hot. Jesus Christ. And so we met at the bar having a good time. And there is like this air guitar contest that's going on, of course.
Which sounds awesome.
Right. Of course, my black white ass was like, I am fucking in. And so I think I went like third or fourth or some shit. It was like five or six people that did it or something like that.
Okay.
And I forget the other songs, but the one I went with was Lenny Kravitz, American Woman. American Woman.
That's hard to not like excel at. You know what I mean?
It is hard not to excel at that. And it's a sexy song if you do it right. Like it's such a sexy woman. And then like Lenny Kravitz, he just oozes sexy even through his music.
Yep,
you feel sexy listening
you
to
do.
It.
I'm feeling it right now a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who is DTF right now? Like, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, so I'm over here air guitaring to American Woman. And at this time, my hair, I had like tree braids. So if you don't know what tree braids are, it's pretty much like corn rolling braiding hair into your hair, and then it kind of sprouts out like a tree. Like, you know, fucking Google it. Anyways, I had tree braids and they were straight, and I looked
Yeah, they were straight at the time. And so I had my Brazilian ones, my Brazilian twist. So it was kind of bushy, kind of looked so exotic and hot. So I'm on the stage. I'm on the bar top. You can see where my head was when I was doing
this. Real coyote ugly type.
When I tell you I was on my coyote ugly gang, yo, I almost had abs at this time. Mm. So I was hella sexy.
Yes.
We're talking like early 20s.
Yeah.
So I'm yeah. You know what I'm saying? On the bar in my white tank top wearing a black sports bra and some light blue hip huggers because that was a thing back then.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, now I'm gonna, and I'm like playing the song, killing it. And because at the time I was like really into mixed martial arts and I was like doing a lot. I was really athletic and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was also breakdancing as well,
yes,
at the time.
Yes, you were, yes.
Good times. So I did this thing where like I just like jump and I land on the bar with my heels touching my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like I'm kind of like on my back like a guitarist when they get like real into the song and they're just like playing on their back and I'm like bitch, like, you know, I was doing that and I was fucking
really
killing
it. Yeah,
I was killing it. Okay,
love it.
It was wild. So I'm fucking doing my thing and obviously I win the contest.
Nice.
I was exotic because I was like, it was like maybe like two other black people there besides me. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, no, you were awesome. You were a rarity.
I was a rarity, bro. When I tell you, I was a hella minority. And I fucking won. So I won a free bottle of tequila.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying? So
that'll
what he did
do.
Was, huh?
That'll do.
That'll do, bro. So they gave me the bottle of tequila. Like, do what you want to do with it. So, of course, I'm on the bar still. I am pouring tequila into people's mouths who are surrounding the bar. People are shouting and cheering and applauding. Hey, aquí. I'm taking tequila straight from the bottle to my... And this is pre-COVID. Didn't even know what the fuck COVID was.
Oh, yeah, pre-COVID. You could just... Yeah.
We didn't even know. This is back when like put their mouth on like the fucking fountain, you know, for some weird
straight
reason
on the fountain. Yeah, just, you can shotgun shots between people at this point.
Yeah. I mean, remember fucking like belly button shots, like,
yeah, that gross thing. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
What the fuck were we thinking? Yeah, people don't clean their belly buttons
at all.
There are hella so many lit. People who just be at home like, what's this black shit? What the
ew,
fuck,
what's this? It's kind of hard.
Yo,
whatever.
Clean your belly button, bro.
Please.
Professionally silly life rules. I gotta remind myself to say that later because we gotta
do a full thing on that.
Yeah. Clean your belly button. But it was a lot of fun. So after that night, we decided to go to like this. It was me, Tess, and this English dude who was staying with the same host family that I was. Shout out to Nick. You probably haven't kept up with me either. He was cool, dude. He was like, what's the best way to describe him? God damn it. Like, I'm seeing him right now, and I know the perfect person to describe him, but I don't know this dude's fucking name. But you know the dude on fucking, you've seen The Blacklist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tom?
Which one's?
Fucking, not the resident, but the other one, when he's like a doctor and shit. New Amsterdam.
Okay, yeah.
Motherfucker. I forget his real name.
I forgot his name, too.
That guy.
The face came in.
Yes, he kind of looks like him a little bit with like the fucking like military, like Marine cut, like just like straight shaving.
Kinda,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of look like him, but like British.
Okay.
Really cool dude. Anyways.
Sounds coming to me.
Yeah, right? So he decides to go. He ends up meeting a chick. So he goes bang someplace in Guatemala, right? Which, by the way, another story of another time. The time I could have gotten kidnapped, but didn't because of Nick when I was in Guatemala. A lot happened in a month, bro.
Apparently, we might have to do a whole side thing where you're just
the Guatemala
divulging.
Segment.
Yeah, you're divulging your Guatemalan time with us. Like,
I feel like you and I need to go back together and kind of recreate some of this shit.
Are you sure? Because a lot of this stuff I don't want to experience with you.
Oh, that's true. Well, I meant like the adventure, not like... Just the Guatemala in general.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
But anyways,
put in peril
when we
for content,
so Nick leaves us.
Okay.
We go to the salsa bar. We're dancing, and the thing about like the salsa bars, I don't know if any of you have ever been to any, but a lot of them, especially those who know how to do it, they'll just pull you onto the dance floor with them, and you just have a great time.
Yeah.
And because I was in a different country, the vibe was just like, ooh, and I'm all exotic and black, and I can could dance.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, bitch. You know, so I'm having a good time, and we get lit, And then I think we danced like to like about 5 or 6 songs. And then we went back to Riley's, which is like maybe if I had to put it in a time frame, maybe like a 2-minute walk. It wasn't really that far.
Yeah.
So we go back to Riley's and then we start drinking some more, having a great time. Then I started like, you know, I'm fucked up right now. So I started, hey, yo, I go out, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Over here, estoy baracha. You know, I think I said that right. I think what I was trying to say is I'm drunk in Spanish.
Is that what you were going for? I'm sure you nailed it.
Baracha. So they give us the waters and all that. And we're chilling. I eat some food, like some big pound of nachos. I'm good. So a couple of hours later, we're like, all right, let's go home. Mm-hmm. And we go outside. And we are walking back home. Tess's host family was like the next block over.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to walk you back. Because she was fucked up.
Tess was fucked up. A night of just drinking and dancing and running around. Yeah.
Tess was fucked up. So I was kind of worried about her. So I'll just get you home first. Because it's not that far from me. It's about like, I don't know, like 3-4 in the morning. Some shit like that. And so we're walking outside and these two short Guatemalan dudes wearing like some tight ass jeans and like some polo shirts, like Abercrombie was a thing back then. So they were wearing those and they came up like kind of like really quiet and quickly in front of us. And just like we ended up like against a wall and they started shoving their hands in our pockets. Now, at the time, I didn't know they were trying to get our pockets. I thought we were about to get raped. Because they were like, I'm wearing these tight-ass hip huckers, so my pockets are not very big. Yeah. So I'm thinking you're trying to take my pants off. So I fucking flipped out. Tess was no help because she's drunk as shit.
Yeah, she's smacked. She's useless.
And I'm like, I don't want to get fucking raped in Guatemala or at all, honestly.
At all. But, it doesn't matter the location.
The location doesn't matter. But
if it's a beach, then maybe. No.
I mean, like, you know, it's a beautiful little coast. But I didn't want to experience that. So I just like... Like I said, mixed martial arts. I remembered that, I can fight a little bit. And
memory kicked in.
It did. I wasn't, after I realized, I'm good, I kind of, there's the thing. Guatemalan men are short as fuck. They're
sounds
like
about right.
5 foot, maybe.
Oh, shit.
Like, goddamn. You know, I'm like 5'7". Yeah. I have muscles at this time. I'm a little thick-witted. I'm flexible as shit. Mm-hmm. And they look like they're fucking like, I don't know, early 20s, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
And their clothes are so tight. I know they don't have weapons on them. Mm-hmm. I can see that they don't. It's just,
they're
you know what I mean?
They're harboring anything on them.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I threw my foot into one dude's testicle. Okay. Right. Maybe both. Right. I don't know. There was two of them, by the way. I don't know. So I kicked his buddy in the testicles and he started screaming, obviously, because Al, you know,
of course,
his
yes.
friend hears his buddy's visceral scream and looks down at his buddy holding his nuts in the fetal position. And so he has like 3 quinceañeras in his hand, which is like Guatemalan currency.
Yeah, what is that in U.S. currency? What is it like?
Oh, man,
bucks?
It's barely 50 cents.
Oh, word. God damn.
Yeah,
the king.
It's not, yeah. And so he fucking has her money because she's like kind of fucked up trying to defend herself, but she's so drunk, it's just not working.
Yeah.
You know? So he looks, and then I look at him, and we have like this moment of just like eye contact for like it felt like 3 minutes, but it was like maybe like 2 seconds,
most
maybe
likely,
not even that
yeah.
long. You know what I mean? And so his friend is still screaming because I kicked him really fucking
I'm sure
good.
You gave it everything you had.
Bro, I used
kick.
To play soccer in high school and mixed martial arts. When I'm saying mixed martial arts, it was like mostly predominantly taekwondo and hapkido were the things that we focused on
kicks.
The most. Which
for
is all
folks
kicks.
Who don't know better. That's all kicks.
It's all kicks. I used to kick the shit out of bitches. You know what I'm saying? So I may have busted his fucking nut. I may have. I don't really know.
And not in a good way.
The scream, right? The scream that he let out was it was
blood
so
curdling. It sounds like.
It was really bad. Like I almost felt bad. But then I was looking at my friend who's like, I'm drunk.
Meanwhile, she's still gathering her composure.
Right. So this other dude is looking at me trying to figure out, yo, am I going to fight this bitch or am I just going to
step up?
This
I'm
fucking
not sure.
Black Amazon? Like,
I don't know if I should go against fucking Xenon Warrior Princess here.
Right. He looks at his friend, looks at me because now I'm angry and I'm feeling confident because I just put this down. You know,
you
and now I'm
feel
feeling
confident.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like the Black Buffy the Vampire Slayer right now. Like I'm feeling like Jennifer Lopez enough right now. I'm feeling like
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like every
Sonya Blade.
Female main There you go. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. Mortal Kombat, all of that. You know what I'm saying? So I look at this guy. He looks at me. It feels like he's like, well, I should probably do something. But then he looks at his friend who is still screaming. He takes his three Gonzales, and he just fucking runs off. Okay? His buddy is still, curly screaming and shit. And
I would have ran his pockets.
Yeah, right. Clearly, I had no fucking money to rub in my ass.
What you got on you? Bitch?
What you got, bitch? Yo, give me your money. So he fucking is laying on the ground, still kind of like moaning and in pain and stuff. So I took that moment. Okay, he's down. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, please.
So I pick up, not pick her up, but I put Tessa's arm around my shoulders and I'm trying to like walk her drunk ass home. We get to her place. Bitch can't find her goddamn key. I think that dude who dug into her pockets knocked her keys out. So she couldn't get inside. So I snuck her into my host family's house, into my room, which is easy to do because the way that their whole setup is done is like once you're inside, you're still kind of outside.
Yeah.
It's almost like a motel, mm-hmm. almost in a way.
That sounds great though, because this is the perfect way for this evening to end with you sneaking a biddy into your hotel room and stuff.
Well, anyways, I snuck her in and I let her rest for like a few hours so she can sober up and shit.
Of course.
And then
of
she
course.
Went home, knocked on the door, they let her in.
I mean,
I will say a kiss happened.
Yeah, I mean,
I will say that.
I'd kiss any person that saved my life.
She was sober enough to realize that occurred.
Yeah.
I have not spoken to this woman since. She was not gay. She knew I was. But it was a really interesting experience, something I'll never fucking forget. And when in doubt, kicking is nuts.
What, I mean, that's just a universal law. All right, what is it? The professionally silly rule of thumb? What is it?
Professionally silly life rules.
Life rules, exactly. Professionally silly life rules, when all else fails, go for the nuts.
Yeah, kick them in the nuts.
Kick them in the nuts. All right.
I gotta bleep out a lot of N-words there.
Maybe a couple. I mean, we really got into the... into the groove of it, you know. Really,
yeah,
got,
man.
You know what I'm saying? These stories are very pivotal.
Like, I have a lot of Guatemala stories, man. There was a time I ate like the largest pound of nachos, not pound, largest mound of nachos I've ever seen. That was the first time I ever went to a movie theater that served like real food, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh yeah, like actual menu and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Did they bring
awesome.
It out to your?
And they bring it out to you. That was when I was in Guatemala the first time I experienced that.
Oh wow, that's
it was
a great
really cool.
Time to first like experience. Yeah, that kind of service. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, climbing the time I fell off the volcano, that was interesting.
First of all, I have context for that, and the way you just described that makes a motherfucker be like, "Oh no, please continue. I want to hear that." No, you don't just tee
it's
that up.
A tease, bitch.
You don't just tee that
it's
up.
A podcast.
Like that. And be like, oh, well, let me just carry on from falling off of a mountain.
Yeah,
let me.
That occurred.
I'm sorry,
bro.
A volcano.
All I can do is tell my truth, motherfucker. I don't know what you want from me.
Oh, God, shut up.
I don't know what you want from me.
Wrap this shit up.
Oh, man. So, anyways, that was my Guatemala story of when I was, well, I technically wasn't robbed. I had like four
robbery attempt.
Robbery attempt, but definitely a ball buster.
Someone attempt to burgle you.
Yeah, it was attempted burgle.
Yeah, and in return, they got their balls busted.
Yes. It was a good time. I got to tell you, it's not too difficult to kick a man in the nuts.
No, it's not at all.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there's anything you can take from this podcast, it's when in doubt, kick a motherfucker in the nuts. Professionally silly life rules. You just heard that a million times. I want to go ahead and shout out my listener. Shout out to you, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Subscribe to this podcast or platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and or a written review. It's definitely going to help my podcast grow, so I need that from you guys. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet, and share this podcast with a friend. Yo, shout out to DJ Hey Cousin for joining this episode.
Hey man, that's me.
Where can they find you, brah?
They can follow me. They can find me and follow me in all the places. You know, Twitter/X, Westy Roberts / Capricorn Jenkins, TikTok DJ Hey Cousin, Instagram by West Roberts. Posting some stuff. Find me, please. Come find me. Come find me.
Find him. He wants to be found, apparently. Jesus Christ.
Yes, scavenger hunt for
me. Hey, drink every time he says, find me. Yeah. Now, by the way, we just released an episode this past Monday on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel where Wes and I went geocaching.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know what geocaching is, it's pretty much like an online scavenger hunt. It is a lot of fucking fun, and we have more to go. I actually have a geocaching playlist available as well on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel. So check that out. Also, my second channel, Paranormal Blacktivity, where I put my black card on the line. And there are times where I do some paranormal investigations and a lot of things occur. You don't want to miss that. Voices, footsteps, experiences, screaming, running, terrifying moments, and hilarious ones. And most recently, some warm, beautiful ones.
Yes.
So, yeah, so check out the Paranormal Blacktivity YouTube channel.
Yep, currently that three-parter is on there right now.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Went to Noonan. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Noonan, Georgia. So, guys, make sure you guys go ahead and check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And, of course, check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Now, I want to shout out Brittany. You reached out to me via The Burt Show, and we have discussed a couple of stories that you want to share. So I need you to reach out to me, give me your cell, and let's figure out a time that we can go ahead and let you tell this amazing story. Okay, and if others want some stories or things that they want to share, some embarrassing moments or scary moments or just hilarious memories, maybe some first date shit, whatever you got, personal stories, send those in at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Hit me up. My P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, it's your Audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. Check out my show notes. All my social media stuff is there, so you can always take a look at that as well. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. I actually don't have a hilarious quote right now. I forgot to do this part. My bad. Next week.
Wait, I might have something.
Oh, okay.
This is from two very interesting individuals from a very interesting theater presentation. Two characters are actually in peril. One character goes, hey, you going to jail. Other person says, hey, how come I can't eat these pies that's in here? Other person goes, I lost it, actually. I lost it. I was going to do something from Life, from the Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy thing, Life, but I
Proxima Semana. That was a hell of a fail. Yeah, next week, fair, bitches. Yeah. I had to steal that from In the Moment right quick because I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah, all right.
No, you don't get to speak anymore.
You're all right.
No. Mm-mm. I actually listened to you.
Yeah. Sorry, you can't get them all. Sorry. Do the thing.
Yeah, listen to this weird sound. Bye. You're a failure. Yep, with a Mikey check.
Mikey checky Runo.
Tap it. Okay, there. I wanted to make sure that wasn't just my shit. Okay. Right here. Okay. And I'll let you hear it in a minute. Okay. You okay? Is it a bug? Where is it? What is it? What kind of bug? What is it? Is it a roach? What was it? Is it dead? What is that? Oh, fuck. Ah. Wesley just saved us from a spider.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Amber, put that at the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Thank you for your sacrifice.
You're welcome.
And your bravery.
I did feel my life leaving my body for a second.
What up? What up? Oh, can you actually, you know what?
It's not too loud. It scared the shit out of me.
It's not too loud, but it's distracting because I can hear it a lot.